Real Women Have Curves began as a play more than 10 years ago. HBO financed a version to show on cable, but along the way, the independent movie became a hit at the Sundance Film Festival and was detoured into theaters. Pat Dowell reports.
Real Women Have Curves was kind of a surprise at the last Sundance Film Festival, especially to America Ferrera, the 18-year-old actress who made her film debut in it.
First time I ever saw the movie was at the Sundance Film Festival, in an audience of 500 people. And it was the first time I was ever seeing myself up on screen. So I had so many things going through my head, I didn't even know what to expect.
Neither did producer George LeVu, who shepherded the project from stage to screen.
To our surprise, our intimate family drama got a standing ovation at the end of each screening, which shocked us, and we won the audience award. And Lupe and America won acting award.
Special jury prize for acting. Kind of a made-up award just for the two of us.
It was vindication for LeVu, who'd begun planning a film version as soon as he saw the play by Josefina Lopez in 1998. He became the film's producer and co-screenwriter with the playwright.
Once we finished the screenplay, when knocking on the doors of all the studios, and they all said, there's no way you can cast this movie. There's not going to be anyone interested in this story because it's about curvy, large Latina women, working class women, not normally what would be considered glamorous people, not Hollywoodized, skinny women. But I think that that's all ultimately worked in our favor because audiences have responded to the real aspect of the story.
Which is the conflict between daughter and mother, who urges her high school senior to eat less and work more. It's only fair, the mother insists, that the girl take a job ironing dresses in her sister's struggling sewing shop.
Tomorrow you come to work with us in the factory.
What?
If we don't help your sister, who else is going to?
Lupe Ontiveros first played the role of the mother on stage and clearly feels protective about the character. It may sound harsh when she refuses to let her daughter go to college on a scholarship, but Ontiveros says it's necessary to understand how remote a lengthy and expensive education sounds to people living at the edge of poverty.
They hear about it, but it's not a reality. The immediate reality is, let's take care of business now, and that is to survive. And this is the way this mother's looking at it. This is a wonderful film because it shows you my perspective as a mother. And that's important to me.
Ontiveros says she's been pleased by the way the movie has sparked recognition in audiences beyond its East L.A. setting.
One lady in Canada said, you nailed my Italian aunt to the max. To me, that's a compliment because they are just transferring their people, their cultures, individuals. You know what I'm saying? We happen to be a Latino family, but it could be black or white, pink, green or blue. You know, and you would identify. And this is what's important about this film.
Ontiveros says the film's approach is more universal than the play's. The adaptation took the story out of the factory and put more of it in the home. And in the factory, the seamstresses no longer live in terror of INS raids as they did on stage, says producer and co-screenwriter George LeVu.
That's because the play was written about 10 years ago. So the history of the play can give you some kind of gauge of what it's been like for Latinas in the media, maybe just a little bit, show that there's a little bit of progress been made. Because when Josefina Lopez wrote the play, she wrote it because she was an actress and there were absolutely no parts for her. Nothing, really. And she's a curvy woman, not skinny. And unless she wanted to play, you know, a little part as a drug dealer or as a maid, there was nothing. She wanted to write herself a leading role.
There may be more roles for a few Latina and Hispanic movie stars now, such as Jennifer Lopez and Salma Hayek, but curvy women may still have to write their own parts. The screenwriters of Real Women Have Curves have kept the play's battle between mother and daughter over the girl's weight.
You know, Anna, you're not bad looking. If you lost weight...
Just stop it.
You could be beautiful.
Stop it. You're overweight, too. So why should I listen to you?
Anna, don't eat the flan.
In the sewing factory, the women ruefully note that the dresses they make aren't meant for bodies like theirs. The daughter, hot and sweaty from ironing, strips down to her underwear and throws away her embarrassment, scandalizing her mother. but not the other women who join her.
I look like a cow.
Rosalie, shut up!
Look at my hips.
You want to see cellulite?
Here we go.
Hannah!
Excuse me, ladies. You want stretch marks?
Estela!
Ladies!
Look! How beautiful we are!
Who cares what we look like?
Just let it all hang out!
The daughter also voices defiance about being asked to lose weight, telling her mother that part of her doesn't want to, because how she looks is her way of telling the world she'll decide who to be. America Ferreira says she understands that.
When the entire world and the entire society is telling you to change, you don't know who you're doing it for anymore. You know what I mean? Like, when you lose weight, like, I forget, am I losing weight from me because I want to feel good about myself, or am I losing weight so that my mom could feel good about me? Or that I walk around and men can feel good, or that other girls can get jealous. You know, in a society where there's just so many messages, you forget why you do things. Is it for you or is it for everybody else?
Ferreira's performance in Real Women Have Curves has brought her to Hollywood's attention. Nearly every review raves about her. Like Nia Vardalos in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, Ferreira's heard from agents who want to manage her career. And perhaps, as with Vardalos, they've offered a few suggestions. Has anyone whispered to America Ferreira that if she would just lose a few pounds?
No. No, I don't think they have the guts to. But I mean, I'm sure people are thinking about it, you know?
Real Women Have Curves is opening gradually around the country. Its producers, of course, hope word of mouth will build, and that the film will be a sleeper hit like My Big Fat Greek Wedding, but probably on a smaller scale. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.